Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 18 regarding Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, Adams, A-D-A-M-S. Colleen Adams is a 66-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8-3-21, where she fell from an elevated sidewalk while reading gas and electric meters. Paired as a result, she believes she injured her right knee, comma, right shoulder, comma, chin, comma, loosened bottom teeth, comma, top teeth broke, comma, and open bottom of her gums. Picture was seen at Cape Regional Hospital emergency room this same day. Picture had further evaluation, including a right knee MRI that she states showed wear and tear, for which she needs a knee replacement. Period. She did not undergo any surgery, but had therapy. Picture has completed a course of active treatment. Ms. Colleen admits that in 2010, she tore her meniscus at work in February. Pritchard was working in snowy conditions and fell on ice. Pritchard had right knee surgery by Dr. Zabinski at that time. Period. She reports she fell again during work on 6/30/22 while reading meters. But as a result, she believes she dislocated her right pinky and broke it, comma, bruised her right elbow. Comma, went to Cape Regional Emergency Room and put her finger back in socket and splinted it. And then on Sunday, 7/10/22, her left knee was swollen. The doctor at urgent care told her injury was caused from a fall. She told him that she did fall, but that was on 6/30/22. She really did not think that was the case with her injury until he explained it to her. She was placed on prednisone and naproxen for 7 days. She has not seen an orthopedist yet. She does explain that she was on vacation over the July 4th weekend subsequent to the event of 6/30/22, but during that period of time wherein her left knee swelled. She did show pictures on her phone of her swollen left knee. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Adams alleged on 8/3/21 she tripped over an elevated sidewalk, resulting in injuries to the right knee, comma, left knee, comma, right shoulder, comma, neck, comma, facial and dental injuries. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show she was seen at Cape Regional Medical Center that same day. Period. The only documentation from that encounter was her to remain out of work until cleared by orthopedics. But at 4/21, she was seen by an orthopedist named Dr. Goldberger, G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G-E-R, period. Actually, scratch that, it is the wrong patient, period. Ms. Adams was seen by a dentist on 8/9/21. She had bruising on her chin and tender gingiva. Lower anteriors were very sensitive to touch. She was unable to determine the extent of mobility due to pain. It was recommended that she return in 2 weeks and a splint would be placed if applicable. Period. She did return on 10/5/21. Scratch that. Yeah. 10/11/21. Period. It was written that there was no obvious, there was no evidence of injury-related pathology. Period. There was no evidence of endodontic issues. But there was a likely change in the position of the mandibular anterior teeth that the patient detects as altered bite slash occlusion. Gretchen was referred to a local orthodontist for evaluation. Period. In paragraph, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Chanik, C-H-A-N-N-I-C-K, beginning 8/13/21. Period. He noted at the emergency room she had x-rays of her knee and a CAT scan of her head that was negative. Period. On this visit, there was ecchymosis over both patella, a tenderness, It's a palpation. Appeared there were no joint effusions on either knee. Appeared McMurray's and Lockman's tests were negative bilaterally. Period. As far as the shoulders, she had decreased range of motion with positive Hawkins test and positive Sperling's test. Period. He had her undergo x-rays of the right shoulder that showed mild degenerative change in the AC joint. Period. There were no acute abnormalities or fractures. Period. He reviewed x-rays of the right knee that showed mild to moderate degenerative change, worse at her medial compartment. Period. X-rays of the left knee showed mild degenerative change and chondrocalcinosis. Period. He amended his diagnosis to bilateral knee contusion with osteoarthritis flare, comma, right shoulder strain with concern for rotator cuff tear, comma, and cervical strain with radicular symptoms. Period. He started her on meloxicam and referred her for an MRI of the shoulder. Period. This was done on 8/26/21 to be inserted here. Period. In the paragraph, she saw Dr. Janik again on 9/14/21 for bilateral knee pain. Period. She was tender throughout her calf and a thigh, so she was quickly referred for a Doppler ultrasound. But this was completed on 9/14/21. And showed no evidence of deep venous thrombosis. Period. She saw Dr. Janik again on 10/15/21. Period. She had been out of work because of her knee pain. Period. She feels like the knee was worse than the shoulder. Period. He reviewed the results of her MRI studies, including the shoulder and the knee. Period. He then diagnosed right knee osteoarthritis with lateral meniscal tear and joint capsulitis, semicolon right AC joint sprain slash arthritis with right rotator cuff, tendonitis, and subacromial bursitis. Period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the right knee. Period. He monitored her progress closely. Period. On 12/17/21. She was doing better, but continued to have moderate pain in her shoulder and in both knees. Period. She completed her course of prednisone, which she felt like it helped out. Period. They discussed the possibility of a shoulder injection, but she wanted to hold off on that. Period. At her last visit with Dr. Janik on 1/14/22, she felt she was doing, quote, okay, period, end quote. She had been working on modified duty 6 hours per day and had been having help. Period. She had not had any issues with this. Period. The knee has mild discomfort, but where she is feeling most of her discomfort is in the right side of her neck and will feel pain radiating into her shoulder going down to her right arm. Period. She can feel it when she is turning her head to the right. Period. She had full range of motion of the right shoulder with negative provocative maneuvers. Period. There was tenderness over the bilateral medial joint lines of each knee. Period. He added a diagnosis of cervical radiculopathy. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement for her shoulder injury as well as her knee injuries on this occasion. Period. In the paragraph, the petitioner does admit that she was involved in a prior motor vehicle accident while working at South Jersey Gas. Period. She states she was also recently diagnosed by a hospital nurse with scoliosis. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears. She had an Invisalign device on both the upper and lower palates. Period. She was tender at the right TMJ joint without any crepitus. Period. There was no tenderness or crepitus at the left. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities upper, normal. Shoulders, normal. Extremities lower, there was mild swelling of the left knee. crooked motion of the left knee was from 0 to 115 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Knee maneuvers normal. Spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period extension was 30 degrees, comma, bilateral side bending 30 degrees, comma, rotation right 60 degrees and left to 50 degrees. Period. With rotation, she felt a pulling and tense sensation. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She was able to walk on her heels, stand on her heels and toes with support. Period. She changed positions fluidly but declined attempting a squatting maneuver. Period. Impressions. On 8/3/21, Colleen Adams fell while at work. Period. She apparently was seen at the emergency room, who did x-rays of her knee and a CAT scan of her head. Period. She came into the dental care of Dr. Totoro, T-O-T-O-R-O, on 8/9/21. Period. She also seen by Dr. Chanuk orthopedically beginning 8/13/21. Period. In the paragraph, she did undergo an MRI of the right knee on 9/18/21 and shoulder on 8/26/21, both to be inserted here. Period. She did accept a single corticosteroid injection to her knee and participated in physical therapy. Period. As of 1/14/22, he discharged her at maximum medical improvement relative to these injuries. Period. Ms. Adams currently states that she was advised that she needs a total knee replacement. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be mild swelling about the left knee with decreased range of motion. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for instability. Period. She ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assistive device. Period. She had mild to moderately decreased range of motion about the cervical spine actively with a sensation of pulling and tension. Period. She had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar sacral spines. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder or neck. Period. She likely has some permanency about the left knee that I suspect is unrelated to this event. Period. However, she only underwent an MRI of the right knee. Period. This MRI may have shown internal derangement, as did her shoulder MRI. Period. Accordingly, I would give a minor amount of disability regardless of cause. Period. Relative to her face, I do not detect any injury residuals. Period. In terms of her dental injury, she is wearing an Invisalign product. Period. I would simply rely on the findings of her dentist/orthodontist. Period. And